From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. NATO troops are on alert following the killings of more than a dozen Afghan civilians allegedly by a U.S. soldier. NPR's Ahmad Shafi reports that despite U.S. promises of a thorough investigation, tensions remain high in Afghanistan.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has issued an alert warning of reprisal attacks in the wake of the killing of civilians by a U.S. soldier in Kandahar province. This comes as the Taliban issued a statement vowing to avenge the deaths. The latest incident has further damaged already fragile relations between Kabul and Washington. Some Afghan politicians and commentators are fueling speculations that the killings were carried out by a group of U.S. soldiers. But NATO officials in Kabul say a single U.S. soldier has been detained in connection with the killings. There are fears of violent protests in the coming days. Ahmad Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.
Activists in Syria have posted photos and videos of women, children, and men they claim were victims of massacres by pro-government forces in the rebellious city of Homs. Syrian state media acknowledge some of the deaths, but say they're the work of armed, non-governmental groups. Some images show children who appear to have been injured or killed by blunt objects. Syrian government forces are continuing their offensive on the northern city of Idlib, where anti-government activity has also been high. There are reports that residents are finding it difficult to walk in the streets because of the risk of sniper fire. UN envoy Kofi Annan has so far failed to secure a ceasefire, and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has rejected talks with rebels. There's a funeral on Long Island today for Sunday Times of London journalist Marie Colvin. She was killed last month in a bombardment in the Syrian city of Homs. Hours before she died, Colvin reported that Syrian authorities were shelling what she called a city of cold, starving civilians. Egypt's parliament is planning to vote on ending more than $1 billion in U.S. aid to protest what it considers American meddling in Egyptian affairs. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Cairo that lawmakers also want a non-confidence vote in the military-backed Egyptian cabinet.
The planned vote to ban U.S. aid is the latest backlash against the ongoing trial of Western pro-democracy groups whose foreign workers left the country earlier this month. The vote is seen as largely symbolic, unlike the planned measure to oust the interim government, which Parliament blames for bowing to American pressure to let the foreign defendants go. Lawmakers complained the U.S. has no respect for Egypt's sovereignty shortly before calling for a no-confidence vote. They want the cabinet to be replaced by a coalition that reflects the makeup of the legislature, which is more than 70% Islamist. Ousting the government could spark a political crisis during this critical phase in which Egyptians will elect a new president.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson. This is NPR News. The U.S. Senate could vote on a big highway bill this week. It has support from both Republicans and Democrats, but senators must deal with more than 20 amendments. A highway bill has stalled in the House. Some Republicans say that it would be too expensive. The state starts calling witnesses today in a lawsuit against Virginia Tech. It is filed by families of two students killed in the 2007 shootings that left 33 people dead. Campus officials have said there were delays in alerting the campus of the first two killings because they thought they resulted from a domestic disturbance and not the actions of a mass shooter. The NCAA men's basketball tournament bracket is set. The number one seeds in the four regions are Kentucky, Syracuse, North Carolina, and Michigan State. NPR's Tom Goldman reports on the impact of conference tournaments on the seedings.
For the Michigan State Spartans, beating Ohio State Sunday for the Big Ten championship made a difference. The game was seen as a battle for a number one seed, which Michigan State earned with its four-point win. On the other hand, Syracuse, North Carolina, and overall number one-ranked Kentucky all failed to win their conference tournaments, but they still got the other three top seeds. Vanderbilt shocked Kentucky 71-64 Sunday and won the Southeastern Conference Championship. The loss ended Kentucky's 24-game winning streak. Among the teams feeling snubbed on Selection Sunday, Drexel won 25 of its final 27 games, but failed to make the tournament. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The National Football League has set a salary cap for this year, $120.6 million. That's an increase of $225,000. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.